Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, what's up? Steve Oleski here.
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Good, you just called me. Hey, are you actually in Cardiff?
We're in San Diego? We're in Miramar, yeah. We're like probably 10 miles south there of Cardiff.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Cool. I'm actually in the process. I have someone I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
But if for whatever reason they don't come through for me, because I'm actually looking for $350,000 in working capital right now.
Okay.
Basically it's with underwriting, and I haven't heard guys to hear this afternoon. If for whatever reason it doesn't go through, I'll definitely give you guys a shot.
Yeah, who is it you were working with right there?
I don't want to really say names and stuff until I know, you know what I mean? I don't think it's polite, so.
No, yeah, that's fine. The only reason I'm asking there is just because we have a match or beat policy there, so if you did want to get an approval there and you sent the offer that they had sent you, at least the numbers, I can get that to underwriting and see if that's something we can compete with or even beat. We've been in business here a little over 14 years, so we're one of the original ones that were in business much before the working capital programs even really started. What was the name of your business there, just so I can pull your profile up here real quick?
The company is Southwest Environmental Services, Inc., DBA Southwest Tree Service.
Environmental, okay. What were you needing that $350,000 for?
Well, so I started doing some marketing and advertising, and I needed the working capital because I had a big contract at the beginning, kind of the end of the first part of the year, so mm-hmm. April, May, June.
Yeah.
And so I got a loan. I get these calls all the time, and so I did one of those dailies with On Deck.
Yeah.
and it's killing me, man. I hate it. I thought it would be bad for me, but I was honestly at the time I was like, I needed a way to get, you know, cover payroll and get some of the changes made that I was doing. And so I pulled the trigger and I took the money, and it's just like, it's brutal. It was a stupid decision.
Yeah.
And I wish I hadn't done it. So first thing is I want to eliminate that.
Okay.
I want to pay off that loan. So it was like 140 plus with interest. I think it was like 170. I probably paid 50 of it or something back, maybe 60 by now. I don't even know. So there's going to be a balance there, and I want to eliminate that. And then I actually just finished branding with a new marketing company. I'm actually trying to expand the company. So the marketing company is doing everything from converting my website to an e-commerce website. It'll actually be the first in my industry.
Wow.
To have it. It's like cutting edge technology. It's really good. So I expect to generate a ton of sales with it. Plus I'm going to hire salesmen, and then they're going to help me do email blast, you know, direct mail campaign. So I'm trying to push to double the size of my company in the next 18 months. We're on pace to do about 750 this year. I want to do 1.5 next year. Like, I have some really aggressive goals, and I think, mm-hmm. given the market share, right, so the available market in my industry in San Diego is huge. My little 750, and my goal is to get to 2.5 and then probably stop for a while,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of maintain that, but my 2.5, you know, once I get there, would represent less of 1% of the available money in San Diego County. And I am a certified arborist and licensed, insured, and bonded. I got a great reputation. I got brand new dump truck, brand new boom truck. You know, I mean, I have the pieces to the puzzle in place. So really, I need to drive the marketing machine. I need to hire another salesman. And I probably need to expand into a building, a storefront.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
I see. Yeah. When is that website going to be launched? Do you know?
So they're building it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we met Monday, and so they gave me the kind of the basic layout. And then we met Monday and went over the mapping procedure of actually how I want it to look, how it's going to operate. And so I think tomorrow they're going to give me the full-on presentation of this is how much it's going to cost to do what you want. So I'll know the total cost of the thing tomorrow. In the meantime, they're building me a Facebook page, set me up on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
Okay.
But I haven't really taken advantage of social media since I've been in business.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've kind of been a smaller company, and a lot of my work is referral, and I have some big accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of done pretty well just on what I've had.
Yeah.
But I'm at the point now where, you know, I'm really aggressively going after new clientele.
Okay.
So that's what this is all about, is like, really it's to drive the sales engine of the company. I have enough equipment to double, I can pretty much double the size of my company right now with the equipment that I have.
Wow.
So I'm in a good position. What's that?
I was going to say, where are you guys located in San Marcos? Because that's actually right where I live.
Oh, I'm kind of by, you know where Mission Hills High School is?
Exactly. No, yeah, I went to San Marcos High School way back when.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm right at, you know where Nob Hill Park is?
Yep.
I'm kind of back by Nob Hill.
Okay, all right. You guys.
Yeah, so we got an office in my house, but the building I'm looking at, I actually want to buy a building.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of not sure. It'll depend on, you know, a bunch of variables. But
yeah,
you probably know that abandoned bank building on the corner there by Stater Brothers.
Yes,
it's right off of Mission Road. It's commercially zoned. It's a great. My dream is to buy that building and then sublet it to some other contractors.
Yeah.
And use their money to pay for me to have a free place to store my vehicles and have a storefront. Because I'm working on a secondary license. I actually should have a tree service license, and I can do a certain amount of landscape. But I've been getting more and more jobs to do, you know, all these re-landscapes, and it's a big part of my business now. So I actually have my application in, and I take the test, I think, in 6 weeks.
Okay.
So I've been studying for that. So what I want to do is I want to add a new construction and rehab division in the landscape division, and then continue to build my tree service and kind of see where the chips fall. But so right now I fluctuate between like 7 and 10 employees, and I'm going to go between 14 and 20.
Okay, so yeah, you really are looking to almost double in size. Are you going to be expanding out? Are you just kind of doing your operations in the San Marcos area, or are you all over San Diego?
So most of my work is commercial work, and I have really big clients. So like I do the bridges of Rancho Santa Fe. I do the Morgan Run Golf Course. I do the city of Encinitas Parks and Recs. Last year, the contract that was so lucrative was the San Diego Palm contract, but they changed a bunch of stuff. I got offered it again, but they changed the labor rate and decreased the tree cost,
mm-hmm.
the price per tree.
Yeah.
So I turned it down because I thought the margins were too tight, but it was about $1 million job. So, but the thing is like I just bid a. How you doing? Can I just put 20 in?
Yes. Do you want another 20?
Yes, please.
20 of regular or premium?
Regular is fine. Here you go. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
I'm at the only gas station where there's still, like, attendants to serve you. I'm in Rancho Santa Fe right now.
I was going to say, where are you right now? You're definitely not in San Marcos.
No, this is the only gas station in the ranch, and I'm almost out of gas. That's why you said I put 20, because it's like $3.50 a gallon here.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's like $2.20 everywhere else, but
yeah,
here,
like
and like they're the they're the only gas station. They sell 100 octane. They sell 87, 91, 95, and 100 octane because there's so many Ferraris and Porsches.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here's the situation I'm trying to understand here. On the $350K working capital you were looking for, have they given you an approval yet, or did you just submit the application with them?
So they tentatively have approved, but to me, like, until I actually have approval from underwriting and contracts, it's not official.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to have that back today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so if, for whatever reason, if they don't meet my terms, if I can't get enough money, she said I was approved for $350, and all the, you know, I sent all the tax returns, the profit and loss and balance statements and all of that stuff, bank statements. She looked at everything and said, this is a slam dunk. So I'm thinking it's not going to be an issue, but, you know, I'm not exactly, put it this way, I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket.
Yeah, of course.
Because regardless of what happens, I need to get funded because I just picked up a contract. It's 95% sure there's an environmental study being done. Once they get through that, it should get signed off on. And it's a 65-acre land clearing project, which is going to book the rest of my year.
Wow.
So... yeah, I'm in a unique position right now. I got a ton of work. My problem is the land clearing gig is through the Navy Corps of Contractors.
Okay.
So it's all prevailing wage, and it's really expensive labor costs. I mean, I did it accordingly, so there's still money to be made.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's cool. You can still tip the attendant. I like that kind of stuff, man. Simple pleasures, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, either way, like, I need the capital because I can't do the job without the capital. Mm-hmm. I need to, I got to rent a tub grinder, two tractors, and payroll is like, I think it's like $25,000 a week. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Because, the hourly... so I figure I'm going to have 10 employees on it, and the hourly, the minimum is $62.50 an hour.
Jesus Christ.
I know, my employees are stoked, and I'm like, I mean, I'm going to leave like $200,000 on the table because I have to pay them so much, but it's all good. I mean, I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to be making money, they're not going to complain at all.
No, I mean, my employees are going to make $5,000 a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, what they're used to making between $600 and $1,000 a week, they're going to be making $5,000 a week. They're going to be parting in silk.
Oh, yeah. They'll work 24 hours if you need them at that rate.
Right. Right. I told them there will be no overtime, no double time. Don't even ask. Who could afford that? I'm like, you guys are going to eat up all the profit on the job as is.
So here's what I'm trying to wrap my head around. On the working capital programs, we're able to free up around 10-15% of your top line revenue. Our competitors usually sit around 6-8%. So when they told you that you're approved for $350K based off of $750,000 worth of sales last year, I can almost guarantee you they're going to come at you with not even close to that number and try and get you in and get your foot in the door and go from there. And so I have a feeling we're going to be able to initially free up more capital than what they're going to offer you. And the good part with us too is you get refinancing options halfway through the terms. So if, say, you only qualify for $100,000, and let's just say it's a 12-month term, hypothetically speaking, 6 months into that term, you can look at refinancing options where you'll get additional capital at a longer term and a lower rate, and you can build up to that capital. Especially if you kind of have these projects that are going to be sporadically coming at you, it'll be good to have that option there for you so that you can access more cash, especially with the payroll you're going to be going through potentially. If you have this daily on deck, it can give you some cushion on that, and it might be able to help you out on the website as well. But it whatever they offer you, we're not only going to probably be able to match it, but we're probably going to be able to beat it just because of the relationships we've created over the 14 years we've been here. But I would love to see what we could do for you. And if they're going to be giving you an answer here today, you can shoot us over the invoice or quote that they're going to give you. I can give that to underwriters, and I don't see an issue being able to beat that. The only two factors we really look at are time in business and your credit. I have down here that you started in 2005. Is that information correct?
I actually started in 2000.
2000 was when you started?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the only other thing that we look at is going to be your credit. What's your credit like? I'm sure they pulled it here recently. Do you know what they told you your score was?
It's like 700.
It's around 700. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're going to hear the same thing that they told you, that getting you approval isn't going to be an issue. The difference here is we're going to be able to probably open up more capital at a longer term than what they're going to offer you, just because of the relationships.
So I'll tell you what their offer is. It's a 10-year offer. So it's a large month over 10 years, uh-huh. And it's a low monthly pay and super low interest. And I've been shopping it a little bit, and honestly, I have two other companies that are willing to do the same thing. And so I'm not looking, this would probably be the last loan I take unless something incredible happens in the business.
Yeah.
So for me, the way it looks, economy's strong, business is strong, reputation's great.
Yeah.
If I can get the money I need, it's going to be the last money I probably need. I mean, it's possible. I'm always going to need equipment and some other stuff. But I mean, I think this pretty much does it for me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if that's the offer they're telling you, I find that pretty hard to believe that they're willing to do that long of a term on a working capital. Is there some sort of collateral they're having you put up on that, or is it? There must be some speculation that I'm...
It's through the SBA, so that they're running out of...
Okay, so it's a SBA loan. It's not a working capital loan?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
So it is for working capital, but it's an SBA loan.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to probably be able to come close to an SBA loan just because of the regulations that they have to go through to even get you approved. So if you're a slam dunk there with them, it's probably something we're not going to be able to touch. The difference here with us is it's going to be completely unsecured cash, and you can use it however you want, whenever you want. There's not going to be any speculation or payback, the next week or anything like that. So the working capital that we have is set up a little bit differently. But I would like for you to get...
My problem is that if I can't obliterate OnDeck, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So OnDeck has to go away. So if I can't get enough capital to obliterate, for them to go away and have it get absorbed in the whatever loan, uh-huh. I'm not going to do it.
It doesn't
make good business sense to me. Part of the thing that I ran into is I make plenty of money to cover the loan, but it does affect my cash flow because money comes in. It's not like money comes in every day for me. It comes in sometimes 30 days, 15 days. So it really affected my cash flow a lot more than I thought it would. And I thought it was actually going to go the other way. I thought it would help cash flow, and it's actually hurt it.
Yeah.
So it kind of put me in an awkward position. One of the main purposes for even doing it was to get rid of that loan, because the way it's structured, it's too fast, it's too much money, it's too much interest, it's just bad all the way around. So I probably wouldn't do anything that didn't obliterate that loan and give me at least $100,000 on top.
I gotcha. With the sales you have last year, we're going to maybe be able to free up, I'd want to say anywhere from maybe 70 to 90K, which just, it's not even going to be enough to wipe the balance out on deck.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, it's not going to help you out on that. But I mean, if you're projected to do 1.5 next year, and if you are looking to always finance equipment, that's probably where we would be your best option. That's actually what we started off doing here about 14 years ago, was just equipment. So our ties in that are about as good as you're going to get. So I think that might be where we might be able to start a relationship, just because the capital-wise there that you are pending approval for is honestly, I'm just being upfront with you, is just something we're probably not going to be able to touch. But you know, if you get approved on an SBA loan, you're doing something right. So as far as the capital side goes, I would probably shoot to get approved on that. But as far as equipment goes, you know, if the business starts taking off, this website update brings in some more business for you. And if you're doubling your employee size, I got to imagine that means you're going to need some new equipment. That might be where we can step in. And we can get you, you know, an approval in 24 hours. You're funded in 48, and you can get that piece of equipment operating and going right then and there. That way, you're not missing out on any profits.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. I don't have any trouble getting equipment, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I got Miramar Ford custom building my trucks.
I got
doing all the in-house financing. I think I financed my last truck with them at like 5.7% on an $85,000 dump truck. So
okay,
hard for anybody to beat that. I bought my Freightliner through Alltech. It's a custom made boom truck for me, and I think I paid a little more with them. It's like 7.5.
Okay.
But everybody else I looked at couldn't touch it.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, on the equipment, we start in the mid single digits. So I mean, it's probably something we can compete with on the equipment. Definitely, probably at least be able to match the percentages there that you were just throwing out. But you know, I'd like to at least maintain a relationship here. You got a lot going on. You never know what might come up for you. You might need just some, you know, a small little like $50,000 capital that you might need for something real quick that we can help you out with. But I'd love to at least stay in touch here. I have an email that I had found. Is it swtreesd@att.net?
That's correct.
Okay, so I had actually sent you an email there when I missed you when I had called, but it has my direct line information in it, and it has a summary of the offer there. So if anything does come up for the business here, I know you're going to have a lot going on. You can reach out either through that email or my number, and we can see what we can do for you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Steve, it was good talking to you. I wish you luck on the business, and we'll be in touch.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye.